Oh, I have missed you, bed. I have missed you so much. Oh my god. There's no other bed in the world that's like your bed, is there? I mean, I guess our bed. It's been your bed for like, well, I don't know, 2 weeks? Oh, baby. I know. You have no idea how hard it's been for me to fall asleep. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh my god, this... My shirt... It's not... It just smells like you now. I mean, like, let me see. Okay, it smells like a little bit like me. It's like 50-50. I mean, yeah, you've been, like, rolling around in it in bed and stuff. Oh, your shirt, unfortunately, smells so much like me now. Yeah, it was smelling like you for, I don't know, 5-6 days, and then... I don't know. Something happened. There was a flip. Yeah, the switch just, like, flipped, and all of a sudden, yeah. I don't know. I think next time I'm just going to take your perfume, you know? But, like, a travel-size amount of it. They sell your perfume in, like, travel-size, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't even... Honestly, you could have just sprayed my cologne, because I have to leave that. That's my bad for not getting travel sizes. Yeah. Bomber. I mean, yeah. Did you? That's why it smells. I was like, it smells so strongly of that. Yeah, I figured you. Okay, you sprayed it. That makes sense. It smells great though. Like, that's good. It's not. It's weird how much like smells jog home memories and stuff. Yeah, because the house smells like home. You know, like everything here is just like, oh, it's home. I'm just happy that I don't have to smell hotel rooms and airports and quick takeout. Oh, I've been eating so badly. You have no idea. You would think that every state you go to would have great Chinese food. But there are many cities that don't have good Chinese food. And I think that is a travesty. I would love for every American city to have just dope Chinese food. The fact that there isn't is a crime. Oh my god, I've had so much bad Chinese. It's been devastating. Truly devastating. We have to order from our Chinese place. Yeah, nothing says home like getting Chinese food. Yeah, basically. Chinese food and sleeping. Those are the two things I want right now. Well, sleeping first, because I am so tired. I don't even know how you're awake. No, baby, of course. No, I'm glad I drove home. No, you weren't going to drive home. That's crazy. You drove there. You hate driving to the airport, too. Yes, you do. Baby, you hate it. You hate driving, because you have to take the freeway. It's all those weird exits. They're always doing road works. You hate it. You never, ever want to drive to the airport. I appreciate you. That's why I was, like, shook when you were like, oh, I'm at the airport. I was like, what? I figured you took an Uber or a Lyft or something so you didn't have to drive, but you drove, which I'm so proud of you because you knew how much I want to drive my car home. I miss my car. It's crazy how much it was like only 2 weeks, too. It wasn't even like I was gone for that long. Oh, man, I can't imagine doing this for like 2 months or something. That sounds crazy. I can't be away from you for that long. Yeah, it reminded me when we were all long distance. Oh. A lot of late nights. That's why my sleep cycle was so messed up, too. It's because we were just constantly on the phone all through the night. Neither of us wanted to hang up or go to sleep or, like, leave the other. So it was just constant, you know. It was a little bit like that. Oh, you... Well, it was worse for you because I had the better time zone. So I could, like, you were up until like 2 in the morning, and I was just like, oh, it's midnight for me. I'm doing bed. I know. I'm sorry. I know. Next time you travel, I'll stay in the East Coast and you can go West Coast and you can live the high life of great time zone. Oh, man, we should move out there, baby. It's so much better. West Coast time zone is like where it's at. You know how late we can go to bed every night without feeling guilty? So late. No. Then, as soon as our body acclimatizes, we're going to be like, you know what would be super awesome? Let's go to Hawaii, because Hawaii is the best time zone. Yeah. I mean, it's all well and good until you cross the international date line, and then everything gets fucked. Yeah. No, it was nice. It was nice seeing the world, seeing places and stuff. I just want to take you with me next time. I don't know. There's this place that was up on a mountain. It's crazy at night, you know? It's like quiet. And yeah, I don't know. It was a wild place. I wanted you to be there with me so badly. Yeah. Because we're so used to, like, city life. That, like, going out into some solitude and isolation is just, it's a nice little reset for us. Yeah, honestly, if we planned a vacation, then I'd totally be all about that. And that'd be so much fun. I mean, you know how I feel about Montana. Come to bed. Oh, no. I mean, yeah, finish what you're doing, then come to bed. What? I haven't been able to look at you in so long. FaceTime doesn't count. This is live show. Way better than FaceTime. Mm-hmm. There ain't enough pixels to do you justice, girl. Mm-mm. There truly are not. Come here. Come here. Ugh, I'm gonna pass out soon. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for you to come to bed, and then I can pass out with you. How you been sleeping, by the way? Have you been starfishing in the bed? Or burritoing, or some kind of combination of both? Mm-hmm. I imagine you were probably, like, taking all the sheets, rolling them up like a taco and or burrito, and then sleep in the center of the bed. Or even like starfishing, where you just spread out all your limbs as far as you can, because you're like, I have all the space in the world. I know you so well. What are you talking about? It was a starfish, wasn't it? Yeah, there it is. Well, you can't do that no more. I'm sorry. I mean, you can, but it'll be weird. You have to like drape yourself over me, which I'm not complaining about. You want to do it? Be my guest. Let me roll over first and you can do that. Oh, you want to lay on my chest tonight? You're more than welcome to. Come here. This is heaven. This right here is heaven. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to forget this feeling, because I don't want to take it for granted ever, because it's so special. Never, ever, ever want to take this for granted. These moments with you, the time we spend together, those are so valuable. They're so special. Yeah. I love you so much. More than you'll ever know. Hopefully you'll know exactly how much I love you. I want you to know exactly how much I love you. You go to sleep too, baby. I'll see you in the morning.